Ohio Sports Writer of the Year on his way to number 9. Columnist Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Terry Pluto joins us on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Wills.
All right, before we get to Snyder, he's all just getting all worked up here at Barkley at 1 and a quarterback at 4. Let me ask you about our Cavs. Cavs Pacers, Game 5. You were in Indy. What did you pick up from there that maybe makes you feel better about a 3-game series now?
The Cavs defense keeps getting better and better. I think that was a big part of it. And listening to Nate McMillan afterwards, where suddenly he was saying how the Cavs had them, as he called it, taking hero shots, also felt that the Cavs were kind of getting to Indiana's head a little bit, you know, emotionally. That sometimes happens when you're an upstart team like Indiana and you're facing LeBron James on the other side. And some of LeBron James' other players are starting to get some confidence. You know, Clarkson did, and Korver did.
That is encouraging to see them do that on the road as well, isn't it, Terry?
Yeah, it really is. And I think that's what McMillan's point was. You know, I think they really felt at home, especially after coming back to win 3, that they would be able to take him out in Game 4. And the Cavs didn't bend. And they've been switching some defenses. And they just looked a lot sharper. It looked to me like Tyronn Lue finally got a little bit of a handle on a game plan to use between Games 3 and 4.
Terry, I know the foul trouble affected Kevin Love. Do you think the thumb is bothering him? He's like,
sure.
You know, he's lost the balls. I'm just, you know, it's just kind of been swiped away from him very easily.
Sure, and you're not going to say that if you're the Cavs because you don't want people to know that he's got a bad thumb, even though people know that something happened with that thumb. I think that's part of it. And then the other is you simply have to realize that they're going to have to kind of make even a stronger effort to get him the ball. In other words, don't just have him stand on the left block with his arm in the air for 10 seconds and throw it to him. There are ways to, you know, get the ball down the low post. It gets a little X's and O's, but you can do it where he gets it a little bit on the run and that kind of stuff. For example, the first play of the game, you know, he moved out, got on the low block, made the shot, and then got called for the foul.
Yeah.
But that kind of stuff.
Terry, I know before we move along, but just historically, I think in game fives, when a series is tied at 2, the winner of that game goes on to win it. So this is no time to really take a big deep breath, is it? They've got to go out there and get it done tomorrow.
Nobody would really say, you know, it's 2-2, so you want to lose game 5 at home.
Right.
No, I mean, that's not what you want to
do. That's what you want to do.
No, it isn't. So I think, you know, in fact, the other day I wrote, this is a huge game until the next huge game. Well, it's another huge game.
Terry, the countdown is on. We're all waiting. I think it'll be a relief eventually when the draft gets here on Thursday night. We looked at so many things. Now, I've been one of those, I've said, and I still say this, I think when all the dust settles, the smoke clears, it's going to be Sam Darnold. However, there have been several reports, different places, and I know there's all kinds of stuff out there, but a couple of different places have said that it's Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen that they're pondering, which leads me to think, are they really, if that is indeed true, would they go and take Saquon Barkley, the running back at 1, and then be willing to take Mayfield or Allen? I believe one of those two certainly would be there at 4.
I find it hard to believe how anybody can rate Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen equal.
Okay.
I'm serious. I mean,
all right.
You would either really prefer one or the other. I mean, that's like saying I'm a meat eater or I'm a vegetarian.
That's true. That's a good point.
You can make a strong argument for either way if that's the way you ought to, you know, I'm a pure protein guy or I'm a vegetarian. But I can't say they're the same. And so the people say, well, they take Barkley at 1. They're just kind of see which of those two are left. I mean, that to me maybe is the way to fall into the right pick, but John Dorsey was not hired to come into here and let some other team pick his quarterback.
I've been with that.
Right.
But I'm just wondering a little bit.
Wondering. And you're listening to Scooter, your producer.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. So you don't think there's any shot at Barkley at all? I mean, you'd be flabbergasted.
I would be flabbergasted.
Okay.
I've been flabbergasted before.
So have I.
I've been flabbergasted so much I even had to learn how to spell it to use it in the paper.
I know you did write that. I saw it.
Picking a quarterback at 4, it's like going down the bread aisle. There'll be something there. Don't worry. You're just going to grab bread.
But you
and go.
Know, the thing is, though, Barkley, they so many top people.
Yep.
He changes the franchise
right.
immediately.
Yeah,
they got a star.
A rich, tra- Trent Richardson changed this franchise, too.
Yeah, but this is different, they say. This guy.
He's still eating Subways.
Yeah, and somebody said Baker Mayfield and Allen are the same. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain
Thank
Dealer,
you, Terry.
Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter. Great piece, too, today at the Plain Dealer on the Cavs defense Terry was talking about. All right, thanks, pal.
Thank you, guys.